This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the telephone numbers here in just a moment where you can join the discussion in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Nice is on fire, possibly Paris as well. We actually all brought in stories about this. Conan, I think you've got something pulled up if you want to get into this story.
I've got the RT.
Exactly what is going on? Where is Nice?
Nice is somewhere in France.
Southern France.
There you go. It's nice. It's nice in southern France.
A very popular tourist destination this time of year, too.
Yeah, it's spelled nice, but it's pronounced Nice.
I have the RT updates, which is basically a bunch of pictures and Twitter reports, so I don't think I have anything worth really discussing.
All right, well, I've got something pulled up from the New York Times. Unless, Chris, you have something better, let me jump into this. A truck plowed into a crowd watching the annual Bastille Day fireworks on the promenade in Nice Thursday evening, and a number of people were feared dead. There's no official confirmation of the number of casualties, but witnesses reported hearing gunshots. A Twitter message from Christian Estrosi, the deputy mayor of Nice, said that there might have been tens of deaths, but he did not provide exact numbers or other details. It was not clear what motivated the driver to veer into the crowd. Although Conan or Chris, one of you said that since this article came out on the New York Times, that they have said that they don't believe it was terrorism.
No. That's the Paris Eiffel Tower on fire.
Yeah.
Hold on. So the Eiffel Tower's on fire and Nice is getting run over? Did Nice get relocated to Albuquerque?
No. We'll clear this up right now.
Okay.
Nice was attacked, it appears to be, by somebody driving a truck into a crowd of people. Drove into the crowd, killed a lot of people, and then jumped out with a gun and started shooting people in cafes.
Now, is that Daryl just said there might have been gunfire.
Right. That's what I'm getting from news reports as I came in.
All right,
we'll find something more specific. As far as the Eiffel Tower goes, as we were discussing before the show, that sounds like a truck that was on fire at the base of the Eiffel Tower.
Well, someone said truck fire, and now I'm thinking it might be fireworks. That have gone off and set one of the legs. It's a small fire, actually. I guess in comparison with the Eiffel Tower, it's actually pretty big. It's the smoke that makes it really look like it's out of control.
All right, well, we'll get into the Eiffel Tower thing after we've finished discussing what is happening down in Nice.
You mean like now that we're going to have to... I mean, what does this do to the ban all firearms argument? I mean, this guy may or may not have had a firearm.
Correct.
We don't know who he is, but he was upset with some people. He decided he was so upset that he would actually take the lives of other human beings. So he got into a truck and just plows through a bunch of people. So now what are we going to have to ban all big rigs?
Well, considering that, this happened in France, and I think France already has some kind of gun control.
Pretty stringent gun laws in France.
But now, so there's going to be knee-jerk reactions, as there always are to massacres like this.
Right, the whole you can't take liquids through TSA was not because of anything that happened in the United States. It was because of a plot of something that did not even actually happen overseas, but a couple people talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do agree that, there might be some kind of weird knee-jerk reaction.
Maybe some kind of special license for truck drivers. I mean, in order
there already are special licenses for truck drivers.
Like even more
unless
special.
You're talking about background pickup. Checks. We don't know what kind of truck he was driving either.
I'm looking at it. It looks like it's a medium-sized milk truck.
Like a box-style truck?
Yeah, box-style truck. And yes, I know that there are fiery hoops that truck drivers have to jump through in order to get their license, and they have to pay a lot more because, of course, their vehicles are heavier and all, but I'm talking about, like, background checks.
Yeah, and some of that's already taken place.
I think on some of that they already have to do. Like, if you're getting a DOT CDL, DOT being Federal Department of Transportation, mm-hmm. if you're getting the commercial driver's license, then, yeah, you're going through a background check.
And I'm pretty sure if you're going to be licensed to carry some things, I think you need, maybe, I know we have truck drivers that listen to us, and maybe you can clue me in, but... there are different things that you can be licensed to carry or approved to carry, things that may be more dangerous.
Fireworks.
That may require, well, I'm thinking chemicals.
Motor oil.
Radioactive material and stuff like that.
There's definitely various levels of training that you have to go through to carry, you know, various chemicals, things along those lines. If you know more about what's going on in Nice or in Paris, or you just want to bring something else to the table, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in number. In Nice, officials have asked people to stay indoors, and there are conflicting accounts of the deaths and injuries emerging from multiple sources after the episode, with many reporting high numbers of casualties. The sub-prefect of the Alpes-Martinis Department, Sebastian Humbert, told the French network BFM-TV, "There are several dozen dead. The total is very high, 30 dead, maybe 100 wounded. There was a truck that drove into the crowd over a long distance. There were shots. The driver was shot. This is on a big scale." Daphne Burunde, who is 15, who was at a bar near the beach to watch the fireworks, said, "We were enjoying the celebration when we suddenly saw people running everywhere and tables being pushed down the movement of panic. No one explained to us what was happening, and I heard some gunshots not far away. I waited at the bar for more information because I thought it was a false alert, but then people were still running." France has been on high alert for a terrorist attack for months, and officials have warned repeatedly that another attack is likely. Last November, attacks in and around Paris killed 130 people. On Twitter, a woman who said her terrace overlooked the promenade where the episode unfolded reported hearing gunfire. And again, nobody is saying whether the gunfire came from police, from the individual in the truck, from somebody jumping out of a truck, a bystander shooting at the truck.
If you look at the front of this truck, it is bullet ridden.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anyone got out of the truck. Looks like they took care of him while he was still inside. Or they took care of someone. Or maybe he was around the truck. And as we know, police, when they start spraying, we're all praying because they hit everything. Except what they're stormtroopers. I'm sorry, they really are.
Yeah, WMD is, WND.com is reporting that the police did take him out by gunfire. So, yeah, you would expect to see the truck.
They neutralized him.
Several witnesses spoke on iTélé, a French television station. A man who gave his name as Michael, working at the Volière Plague restaurant or Plague restaurant in front of the promenade, said that around 10:30 p.m. local time, a large white truck drove into a crowd that had gathered near the beach to watch Bastille Day fireworks, apparently killing dozens of people. He said a huge number of people started running. Then there was a lot of gunfire. Police arrived on the scene and engaged in a shootout with the two occupants of the truck. So apparently there were two people in the truck. Another witness who owns a restaurant nearby, whom iTélé did not identify, said that when the truck plowed into the crowd, it, quote, crushed everyone in its path. Then two men got out of the truck and started shooting into the crowd about 50 shots. French television showed footage of a panicked crowd running from the scene. On Twitter, witnesses posted grim photos of bodies lying in a pile on the asphalt. The prefecture of police in Nice said that the driver has been neutralized. And so that's one of the things happening in France. And, of course, you had mentioned, Conan, about the fire in Paris.
The roof is on fire.
At the base of the Tower de Eiffel. We'll get into that as well as your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we're on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Paris is burning. Nice is being shot up. Not like somebody's actual niece. Well, there might be somebody's niece, but that's the name of the town in France is Nice. Yes, I know it's spelled nice, but it's pronounced Nice because, you know, they're French and they talk kind of funny.
Or we do.
Possibly. Although, well, one thing that I think is very interesting is that at one time, the French were called the Franks. And France was called Francia. And now it's called France and the people are called French.
Why is that weird?
I thought there was a punchline coming.
No, the name of the place has changed.
Evolution, like evolution of sounds that come from our mouths.
But it's just been, you know, like a couple hundred years that it went from being Francia and the Franks to
a little longer than 100 years, right?
And I said a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Like more.
Like
1,000.
1,200.
That's a few. Okay.
Like, you know, 700, 800 years. That's, you know, in the scale of human history, it's not a long time.
It's a blink of an eye.
Exactly. So, you know, there's problems in Francia, and we'll finish talking about that, but also your calls and thoughts. We've got Straight Razor calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. So what I wanted to talk about was how everybody runs straight to control and how that's really not going to be effective, and kind of why everyone runs to guns is because they, you know, they're exposed to this a lot in media and everywhere else and then just general conversation. But whenever
when you say run, you mean to blame?
Absolutely.
Or call for more control of A, guns, B, truck drivers, whatever it happens to be.
Well, now they can't say truck drivers in this situation. It's going to be whatever ethnic background the driver.
Well, there'll be
claims.
That. There'll be that, and if there was one round fired that wasn't by police, then there will be calls for more gun control in the United States because of this happening in Nice.
Yep.
Of course.
Would you agree, Straight Razor?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, the problem is that if you really look at the scope of things and look at much worse tragedies that have occurred, most of them weren't done with a firearm. Because whenever you're talking about taking out large amounts of people, as terrible as it is to talk about, you know, there are many more tools that are far more effective than guns.
Like sugar. Like obesity is one of the all-time killers, and you know everyone's dying of obesity.
But that's a very slow way to kill somebody, is to make them fat.
I'll up you both, and I'll go ahead and say.
Whenever you're talking about a scope of weapons, I would say that fire and explosions are far more dangerous than one person with a firearm. Or even two people with a firearm.
I'll see that, and I'll raise you a socialist programs in the Soviet Union or China, and we lose track of tens of millions of people that have died because of systems of government.
Yeah, the sacrificial lambs.
Or North Korea. Go ahead and throw
North
Korea in there.
That's a
really
good point.
And now we'll see what happens in Venezuela with this new defense minister taking over the country.
Exactly. So what we see there, in your example, is that really control can lead to far, far worse tragedies than simply saying, look, you know, protect yourself and your own and, you know, choose the best way that you want to do that. And then you kind of mitigate a lot of the arguments, because if someone with a gun were to walk in to an area where there are other people who have armed themselves to protect themselves, I would venture to say you'd see a lot less damage. If they were to walk in with a bomb, there's very little you can do about that. So what I'm saying is the gun, even though everybody points at the gun and says, oh, look at how horrible that is, really that's more of a weapon of opportunity whenever you're talking about terror. That's not something that's well thought out and well planned.
Or it may be, but it's going to be limited in the scale. And I want to correct one. I'll nitpick here a little bit, Straight Razor. You said that I said that government policies and socialist programs and control can lead to deaths. I meant to say will. that these things do kill people, and it frustrates the hell out of me when we see people with the right intentions asking for those same programs that have killed millions and millions of people. When we talk about gun control all day, we can talk about the horror that we've seen in Orlando or the horror of police shootings. All these things are the gnat on the ass of an elephant compared to what's been done in the name of government across the world and in some systems in particular, socialist systems. Sorry, socialists. Sorry, Bernie supporters who may think I'm lumping y'all in, but I am. Because there is no distinction.
Hold on, but I thought Bernie was a democratic socialist, and so therefore somehow it's different.
So I've been rereading, as I mentioned before the show, rereading The Creature from Jekyll Island, and it's interesting that after the fall of communism, that pretty much everybody went back to calling themselves democratic socialists. That was the nom de guerre. That's absolutely the wrong use of that, or maybe it's not. That people would assume in describing themselves after it was no longer fashionable to call oneself a communist. And it is the same. It's the same ideals. I hate to break it to you. It's if you favor government controlling to a high degree people's lives and the means of production, you are supporting the same thing that has killed tens of millions of people around the world.
Well, the only difference is how far down the road you've traveled. So, you know, whenever I think of a democratic socialist, of course it's the same idea, but they haven't quite got to the end game. And they don't realize the consequences of that end game.
And what is the end game of socialism?
So they'll tell you that all happy and fluffy and wonderful and that everybody'll have everything and it'll be a utopia. But really, the end game of socialism is going to be a ruling class control of all, and whether or not your interests are met is not part of that.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
Good answer.
Death, starvation, stagnation, pain, suffering, all of those lumped in, and you've got a ruling class who are calling all the shots on your behalf. They say,
So how is that really any different from what we actually have now, to where we have a ruling class that tries to tell you everything that you can or cannot do? And, you know, like they say, if you give us, you know, somewhere between 30% to 60% of everything that you earn, then everything will be okay.
Because we still have money for the bread and circuses.
Okay.
Wait till we run out of that.
Because this is my country, and I'm proud of my oligarchy.
Wait till we run out of money for those two things, and the people will realize, be more likely to realize what's actually going on.
Straight Razor, thanks for the call. You can call in as well, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Socialism, is it really that much different from this system that we have now? This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about FreedomsPhoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And back to your calls. We've got Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And glad to hear the other members of the crew are there tonight. Chris, I'm glad to hear that you've read The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's an excellent book.
Repeatedly. I'm on my third time through, I think.
I would say it's a decent book as far as the historical aspect goes. But the solutions offered by G. Edward Griffin are not necessarily libertarian solutions.
Well
thanks, Daryl.
Listen to this guy.
I was wondering what kind of review we were going to get on that. If Ian was on, he'd probably say, "Well, no, never mind."
I haven't read it, but I have read 1984 three times, so I'm. That's another good book that's really hard to stomach, and I can sense that the monster from Jekyll,
creature from Jekyll Island,
the monster and the alien, all three of them.
The first time I read it, it really this was several years back, came across to me as like, okay, it started off good, but then it got really, really conspiracy theory minded, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah,
Conan, you'd love it.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, I don't know if I can really buy into this. But then, you know, you spend the next couple of years sort of checking out what he claims in the book, and you find out that everything I've ever tried to fact check him on pretty much was dead on accurate. So I think historically it's a good book, and I can't actually recall what solutions he proposed. It's been a couple of years, but...
I will not spoil that, and I know that's not actually why you called him. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, please.
Well, it's part of why I called, but I wanted to say now about regarding the creature from Jekyll Island. I told some bankers, actually I used to bank at, well, anyway, the local branch of my bank in California where I used to go. I told two of the tellers who were working there, I said, I just explained basically about the Federal Reserve notes. And I said, you know, just a couple things. And I said, you know, there's a book you might want to read about this. And she quit her job. One of them quit her job. Yeah, she quit her job. And then I told a congresswoman's secretary about the same thing. And I said, you know, you should probably read The Creature from Jekyll Island and the Constitution, and you probably won't want to work here anymore. And she actually did quit, too. So, you know, it was one of my things. I like to make sure people get some information that they can handle. And I did it in a soft way. I didn't throw it in their face and smack her around with the book or something and say, hey, you should read this. No, nothing like that. Anyway, now I want to say you're mentioning about Paris and Nice, the incidents that are happening there. I hadn't heard about the Paris, possible terrorist attack on the Eiffel Tower, but you know that you mentioned gun control. They have so, and this I heard this many times. I heard this from you three earlier. They have some of the most stringent gun control laws in the world in France. Yet the terrorists have no problem whatsoever getting bombs, getting bomb making material, getting firearms, and having police protection, essentially, when they do whatever they do.
Or in this case, a big milk truck.
And
just drive it into a nice, happy parade.
Yeah. Right. Well, the thing about the channel, I mean, there's a highway that goes across as well as the tunnel, unless I'm mistaken. But there's a highway somewhere. The terrorists, would-be terrorists, the immigrants, whoever they happen to be, wherever they happen to be from, I'm not saying where or who they are.
Refugees.
They are refugees.
I think that's a, assertion that has no actual, I don't think it's completely accurate to say that whoever did this, because we don't know who did it, and you're alleging, oh, they're refugees, they're immigrants, etc.
I'm saying
I think it's an assertion with absolutely no finding in reality at this point.
I wasn't asserting that. I wasn't making
Conan that. Was, not you, Tim.
No, okay. And I haven't seen anything. No one has claimed terrorist yet.
Oh, I've seen it.
Right.
Tim claimed terrorist, you claimed refugee.
No, I'm claiming the problem with the people immigrating. They're not immigrating to these countries. They're refugees. They don't have anywhere else to go. They are being kicked out of their own homes because they got blowed up. And that's why they're crossing country lines in order to find a safe haven.
So you're not alleging that the person that drove the milk truck into the people was a refugee?
No, we were talking about the people who were going through the tunnel. I'm not even talking about the milk truck driver.
Hold on. I want to get in on this action. I'll be a betting man, and I'll bet $5 that this gets attributed to being a terrorist act performed. I'll even go as far as Middle Eastern. I don't want to get any more specific than that. Then someone of Middle Eastern origin is responsible for this attack. Anybody want to take me up on that?
I don't have any money to bet, but I'm going to say it is a French local.
Okay.
Maybe he's Muslim.
$5 in Bitcoin. I'm kidding.
No.
Well, we're not actually placing bets over the airwaves. Tim, continue with your thoughts.
I know. Sorry. No, I was about to say that, the thing is, those people are literally swarming the trucks. So we don't know who the people were that were driving the truck, where they came from, what their original intention was. Well, when they saw the truck, maybe they hijacked it. As I say, maybe it's a hijacked truck. Maybe the original owner of the truck was found in the back of it. Who knows? The original drivers or something. They can't protect themselves. That's what I was going to say. I mean, one of the things I called in for in the first part was about gun control. We don't need gun control to stop what's happening. We need gun control. I know. Yes, we do. We don't need gun control to actually, we all know this. Okay. Conan and Chris, you both know this and I know this. Gun control means hitting your target. That's what that means. It means using both hands. So as far as that goes, we have to say we have to keep a hold of our firearms to protect ourselves. And that's what France and all the countries of Europe, almost all the countries of Europe, understand in the opposite direction. If you have a gun, that means you're a terrorist, is the way they look at it. So we can't.
Or you're an authority figure, you're a cop.
Right. Okay, you're an authority figure over your own destiny. In a sense, okay, yeah, as a cop, okay, that's a different
thing. Well, they don't want you to be in charge of your own destiny. They want to be in charge of your destiny. Tim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The next president will pick somebody for attorney general. And then that nomination goes to the United States Senate for hearings and confirmation, up or down, which gives United States senators an opportunity to quiz the nominee and do some background research and all of that and have a say in whether the next nominee, the next attorney general, will be somebody who is tough on police brutality.
Historically, how often are the presidential nominees for attorney general kept in the affirmative by the senators? Do they usually vote down or up?
I don't know that, but what I'm getting at here is, for those who don't know it, one-third of the U.S. Senate, in this case 34 of them, in 34 states there's a U.S. Senate election this year, and therefore, you know, in 34 states, that way one-third of the seats are up for election. It was deliberately designed that way so that a temporary mood swing would not clean out the entire U.S. Senate the way it does with the U.S. House of Representatives. It gives more stability.
There's not an actual clearing out. Hold on, Tom. We'll hold you over. But there's never been an actual clearing out of the U.S. House of Representatives. There's been like 15% of, you know, people changed. This is freaking.
Listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second. Tom, calling in from Nashua, called in about the next U.S. Senate and the next U.S. president, where the next president, among other things, will nominate a new attorney general, and the U.S. Senate will, of course, wind up approving said attorney general. And I was doing some looking, and I can't find an instance of the U.S. Senate not approving the president's pick for attorney general. Sometimes it takes longer than others.
That's what I thought.
But I cannot find an instance where the U.S. Senate actually voted down the presidential selection for attorney general.
So I got a constitutional question. Maybe you can answer, Daryl. But the Senate's role, I believe, is to advise and consent.
Yes.
So has it ever been, has a sitting president ever gone ahead with appointing someone, regardless of whether they were, that you're aware of, regardless of whether the Senate consented?
There have been some recess appointments to, like, the Supreme Court.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So that is one of those few instances to where the Senate does not actually give an up or down vote. So there are things where the president can do a recess appointment, but I couldn't find where that ever happened for attorney general.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you.
And Tom also made a comment about the reason that the U.S. Senate, one-third of the senators get elected every 2 years, as opposed to in the House, where everybody's up for re-election. He said it so that they can't just clear out and, you know, start all over.
Well, defend
and that
him.
Has never happened in the U.S. House. There has never been a case where all of the members of the House of Representatives have been thrown out.
No.
There's never been a case where there's been, you know, a re-election rate less than half.
And now we have, 94% of congressmen?
On average, 93% of the members of the U.S. House of Representatives that seek re-election get re-elected. And on average, about 85 to 90% seek re-election.
And their approval rating of Congress is what, 10, 15%?
Last time I saw it was 9%.
9% of people approved. It's everybody else's congressman, but mine.
Exactly.
I got a good one. So, yeah, and I want to defend Tom on this a little bit. I understand
what
you're saying.
Let me bring Tom back on the air.
But what your allegation, what Tom was saying, I think is essentially true from where the framers of the Constitution were coming from. They did want to have the Senate be that body that was more stable, that wasn't
the
same turnover.
The Senate was also not elected by the people. They were appointed by the legislators or the governors of the various states.
Yeah, which was a completely different system, and I would argue probably a little bit better system. But thank you.
That's a debate for
another night. Yeah.
Now, Tom,
go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, implementing a workable solution to the current epidemic of police brutality, you can quiz the candidates that you happen to meet on the campaign trail who are running for United States Senator about this particular thing. And if they happen to have constitutional reservations, like some libertarian-minded candidates would say, hold it, this is for the states to take care of the problem of police brutality. You can cite cases like October 3rd, 2013, when that woman from Connecticut made that wrong turn near the White House and was chased down Pennsylvania Avenue and was brutally murdered by U.S. Secret Service and U.S. Capitol Police, federal goons in the District of Columbia. What about cases like that? We've got to make sure that these murderers get the death penalty. We need to make sure that U.S. senators will not confirm a nominee who doesn't have a proven track record of hating cops with a passion.
I don't know if that person's going to get elected if they start talking about holding our heroes accountable. And I say our, you know.
They're not my heroes.
Ain't my heroes.
They're not. But that's what we grew up believing. That's what they taught us in school. Firemen, military, and teachers, they're all our sacred heroes. And that person's not going to get elected. They start talking about holding them accountable.
They're not all, but some are. Some are good and some are bad, just like there are good radio talk show hosts and bad radio talk show hosts and everything else.
Or kind of like it was only the exact same Japanese pilots who dropped the bombs on Pearl Harbor. We don't have to go after the other members of the Japanese armed forces. That's nonsense. Of course, they're all the enemy. The armed forces of a hostile government were the enemy then, and the police forces of a hostile government that is soft on police brutality are all the enemy now.
Well, I think that the real question, I know Conan brought in a story, I think, that talked a little bit about this, but the whole question of police. So when our country was founded, when they wrote the Constitution, when they went through all the ratifying conventions, there was no talk about police because that was never seen as anything that should be done at the national level.
It'd be in the Constitution if it was such a necessary component of what we need to survive, and we didn't.
Enclave clause. It's in the enclave clause to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district as may, by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of government of the United States.
Well, that's all well and good, but what I'm saying is there's nothing in the Constitution that says that police departments exist or need to exist or should exist. There is absolutely nothing in there, and the invention of the modern police force didn't occur till late in the 1800s in London, correct? This was not something we grew up with.
It evolved out of slave patrols, is what I'm reading nowadays.
The American side, but I mean, it was Britain first, right?
Well, we had slave patrols, but again, I'd have to refer back to
right. And now with the 13th Amendment, everybody in the United States is a slave. Tom, thank you for the call. Let's go to David calling in from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Chris, Daryl, and Conan.
Hi, guys. I was going to ask if throw it out there, this subject.
Back off of your phone just a hair.
Okay. I was going to throw up this subject and try to find out y'all's view on it. I heard in the news today that the government is trying to make Google change its search results or something. Did you hear about that?
I spent most of the day traveling to Manchester, sitting in court, and then traveling back from Manchester. So I've not heard a lot of news. I know in Europe they have some stuff, the right to be forgotten laws, to where if you Google yourself and you're not happy with everything that comes up, you can send a message to Google and say, please remove these things from your search results. So is that what you're talking about, or is there something going on here in the U.S. that you're talking about?
Europe, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's in the U.S., and they were talking about that Google chooses the results that they put at the top of the list, and the government doesn't like that. Or
yeah, I think I got the story here. It's I'm pulling this from Reuters, but... the EU, this is an older story, but the EU regulators are readying a third Google antitrust charge.
And David dropped off the line. But, yeah, the Google search results, they're going to be, you know, sort of customized to you if you use Google and if you're signed in to Google. So if you search a certain thing frequently, then, you know, those results will be a little more customized based on what you click on after you search for it.
Unless you sign in incognito or you're using a Tor browser and...
Right, no, I said if you're signed into your Google account,
all right,
and you're doing a Google search,
it's going to show up according to your previous search history.
Yes.
Right.
Now, if you're using an incognito browser and you're not signed into your account, then yes, you will probably get slightly different results on some things.
You guys are getting into the weeds on this as far as I'm concerned. The question is Google be facing antitrust legislation from any government?
No.
Exactly, and that's the point.
The fact that the EU is handling this is proof they're in the weeds, Chris, not us.
If people want to use Google, knowing that Google is going to push Google search results, it's a free market.
And it's the
Microsoft
same thing
build the same thing, do the same thing.
It's the same thing with the whole Pokemon Go crap. If you're giving them their information, you should know that already.
This is Free Talk Live. Your
Thanks,
thoughts
Google.
Are welcome. Hour 2 coming up next, 855-450-FREE.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.